Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chuck Martin. Chuck's been a member of our Brain Trust for three-fourths of that time. He's the CEO of Net Future Institute. What, we put a .com on the end of that, Chuck? NetFutureInstitute.com?
Yes.
So find the, they can find all your books there, including the new one, Digital Transformation 3.0?
Yes.
All that there. The editor of the AI and IoT Daily. His books, he's written a dozen or more books on technology. Folks, Chuck is coming at us from the future. So I encourage you to find out whatever Chuck has to say. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Chuck, we've been talking about the Internet of Things, and I, like I do everything, I come at these things like I did with you know, in 2008, I anointed myself the social media heretic. And so I look at these things with a jaundiced eye, as I think you probably do too. I mean, I use them, I adopt them, and I'm not saying not to, but you have to look at these new things with you have to be critical and skeptical of them. And one of the things about the Internet of Things that is a problem is, as you say, there are already billions. There are going to be many more billions of these little devices everywhere. They're going to be part of our life. They're going to be really basically helping us run our lives. But right now, they're built without any kind of security mechanism. I mean, they can completely be hacked by a kindergartner, can't they?
That's pretty accurate, unfortunately. People have to be really careful about security. The good news is there are different kinds of security coming. For example, I know of a company I talked to about earlier this week. They're looking at security for basically recognizing people's voice, so that when you go to your Alexa or Google Home or whatever, and you'll say, order me a coffee, you won't even have to say who you are. Mm-hmm. It will know who you are precisely. And you'll be looking at having facial recognition. And they have this in China right now. They're actually using facial recognition in a town to, in real time, identify jaywalkers and text message a ticket to them.
At some point in time, though, Chuck, and you've known me a long time. You know I'm not a Luddite. But at some point in time, wouldn't we rather be wait 2 minutes on our coffee than to have the government know what our face looks like and what kind of coffee that face likes?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm with you on totally. If you look at some companies are starting to wake up to this. I'll give you an example. Comcast, what they have now, they actually created, they did this during CES in January in Las Vegas, a pause feature. So you're at home with your family, and it's time for dinner, you can actually hit one button on your phone, yeah, and it pauses all the network capabilities in the home. So basically everyone is essentially shut off for dinner.
Right.
And I think that's brilliant.
I do too.
And that's the kind of thing where people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, I need to disconnect for a bit here, so take me off the grid. What's going to happen in the future, there's something called, everyone knows what opt-in is, and
yes,
all those things we see online where you say, I agree. In the future, opt-in is going to go away, and what's going to happen is there's going to be something what I call contract-in, where mm-hmm. there's going to be much more disclosure between the customer and the company, saying,
right,
okay, this is the information we agree that we're going to share, and this is what you, the company, are going to give me in return.
As long
for what
as
I'm
we
share
think
with
we
you.
Can trust those companies, and that's one of the problems we're going to have to deal with. One of the things that I say, Chuck, when people ask me, what is the first step towards getting control and claiming some kind of digital ethics? Well, I tell them to think about this. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
Oh, yeah. I actually say that in the book. There are many things that can be done. The question is should
yeah.
they be done?
Just because
in
you can
In my previous book, I created something called the cool versus creepy scale.
Yeah.
and that's a range of where what things are kind of okay, and then what kinds of things are essentially over the line.
Right.
And that those lines are going to change over time. And consumers, the big thing right now is consumer education. That's the big thing that has to occur, where consumers, and the Facebook thing helped out a lot, where consumers have to start to realize how much is available on them and how they can turn the spigot on and off.
Chuck, before we got to wrap it up, and I'll get you to comment on, real quick on one last thought of mine, and that is that long before a robot takes us down, I'm convinced a human will, or we'll do it to ourselves. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very much like security issues. When you have all the security technology in the world in place, and then a disgruntled employee takes it when they walk out the door.
Exactly. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, NetFutureInstitute.com, Digital Transformation 3.0 is his new book. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.